Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the Pup and Paws cast. I'm Sheila Scruggs. I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Dog and Company of Cookeville. They want you to enjoy life and spoil your pets. Their daycare, grooming, boarding, and training facility, Dog and Company. Check out their website, dog-co.com. Today we're going to talk about the Major Michael Shipley Memorial Spay Neuter Clinic in Cookeville, what they do, and also touch on how to write grants. Linda Clemens is the executive director there. She's also on the board of the Humane Society in Cookeville. Linda, I know you've cared about animal welfare for many years now.
Right.
What got you started with your love for animals?
Well, I moved back to my hometown in the summer of 1999, and I had retired from the government. And so I started looking around for something to do as a volunteer. I had volunteered in my area before I came here, and I saw an ad in the paper that said they needed volunteers at the animal shelter. So I went there in January of 2000, actually. I was there until like the middle of 2005, and I would volunteer 4 or 5 days a week doing whatever they needed done. But I pretty soon saw that we needed another component here in this area. And that was that in 2001, when I joined the Humane Society board, we started raising money to help people spay and neuter their pets. It's hard to believe with what all we have now, but in 2001, there really wasn't a program like that. The Humane Society started collecting money, taking in donations. I wrote a few grants. The Animal Friendly Grant had just started with the state license plate, so we got some money from them. We went along for 2 or 3 years like that, and then 1 year specifically, I remember, we had money left over. We had people who wanted appointments, but we couldn't get them in the door. There were just not enough services. Now, we were using all the vets in Putnam County, and we were using vets in other counties. So we had like 9 vets in 7 counties.
And you didn't have a building.
Oh, no. No.
You were working with the veterinarians. I remember that.
Right, right. I used to make a circuit every month and go and pay my bills so that everybody knew what what we looked like and that we were really going to pay. So I started reading and looking at what other small local rural areas were doing. And I found this little group over in North Carolina in Asheville called Humane Alliance. And they had started out pretty much like we did, you know, trying to do it through the vets and then realizing that there was such a need and such a pent-up need. And so this group in North Carolina had come up with a model that they thought that they would be able to teach and plant these different clinics throughout the country. And so I went over there in the fall of 2003 for a conference and just fell in love. So I came back here and I started telling the board, the Humane Society board, about this.
It started with your vision. When you saw that, you said, I want that here.
Exactly. I knew it would
work.
What
did you love about that so much?
The fact that there was a routine. There was a certain way to follow things. And that's all they did was spay neuter. They had a vet practice that was 100% devoted to spay and neuter. It was just astonishing how many they were doing, and they were bringing them in on buses and transports and everything all over North Carolina.
But you do have a vet on site, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. We know.
That was hard at first when you started doing that.
That was the hardest part, actually. We got accepted for Humane Alliance in June of 2006, and it took us almost a full year to find Dr. Kathy Gates, who spent some of her growing up years here.
And I want to say she spayed and neutered my kitty, Jolene, that I adopted from the animal shelter.
Yes.
Wonderful job. Okay. No problems whatsoever.
She's a wonderful vet, and we've been very, very blessed. We couldn't have done it without her, and she was there in the beginning, and she's still there. We're very grateful for that. And as she tells the story, she thought she was just going to come in and get us started and get everything up and running, and then she would just go on. Because she really wasn't looking for a job when she joined us. She was doing this out of the goodness of her heart, and we are very grateful for that. But she is dedicated to the mission. She understands how important this is. She sees the difference, the dramatic difference that affordable spay neuter has made to our community.
You made mention of the mission. What is the mission of the spay neuter clinic?
Well, our mission is to make spay and neuter surgical services affordable to anyone in our community. Now, we start that out as a mission. We're not always able to do that because sometimes people don't fit into the criteria for some of the grants that we get. But we start out with trying to make anybody who calls us, trying to make it affordable to get them in the door. And of course, the long-term mission is to be able to decrease pet homelessness so that every animal that's born has a place, has a home, and doesn't have to end up at a shelter or at a rescue group. You know, we know that there's always going to be a need for a shelter because there just is. Anytime you have an educated community like we have here, you're going to want to have a shelter because people die and have animals they don't know what to do with. Animals run away. They're lost. You don't know. So you always need an animal control, and you always need a facility for those animals to be able to go there. But we just want to be able to have it where that there's not just this influx of animals just because people didn't have the funds to spay and neuter their pet.
A lot of people may think that your service is just for rescue groups or just for Putnam County.
I hear that a lot, but please know we are open to anyone who wants to make an appointment. Wherever you live, where you can come call us at 931-372-2728. That's our phone number. And you can make an appointment. Now, you may not always be eligible for our grants because sometimes our grants are for specific areas or for specific genders, or species. But anyone who wants to and can and has the funding that can pay full price is welcome to come to our clinic. We do work with a few rescues, and we, of course, work with the shelter. But most of the animals that we do are from the community. If I can get everybody to understand, anybody who wants to come to us can come.
You mentioned grants, and I want to let everybody know that you're not government funded. You work hard trying to get grants from specific agencies.
Yeah, well,
it's not government agencies either.
No, not government. We do not get any government funding at all. Not local, not state, not federal. When we use the word grants, a lot of people think they're talking about federal grants, but we're not. We're talking about grants from PetSmart Charities. We're talking about Petco Foundation. We're talking about the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. We're talking about the Animal Friendly License Plate.
So it's donations.
It's donations that people in communities have given to these foundations that they then have a mission to be able to look at grants and look at good grants and disperse that money back out into the communities.
Linda Clemens, I hear that you are the main one that writes the grants for the spay-neuter clinic in Cookeville. Everybody says it is so hard.
Well, the thing of it is, I tell everybody, first you have to have a story. And we have a really good story in this area.
But your heart is in it, and that's why you can tell that story.
Well, that's true, too. You do have to be passionate. That is, that you do have to be passionate about it. But you also have to start out with writing a good paragraph. I always tell people, don't tell these funders about the problem of pet homelessness throughout the country. They're aware of it.
They know it.
But tell your story. Tell your community's story. Tell, if you're in the counties that have no veterinarians, which we have in this area, you know, right, that should be part of your story. If you're a rescue group and you have a heart for animals and you live in a county where there is no veterinarian, there's no animal control, there's no shelter, you can still do something. Jackson County is a perfect example. They don't have any of those things. They've got a great program. Overton County has veterinarians, but they also have a great group. White County, same thing. They've got a shelter and veterinarians. But they have a terrific spay and neuter effort. You need to be able to tell your story. Educate yourself about what's going on in your community. You want to do something, find a niche, fill it.
What makes you different than the others and what do you need?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, how can you help solve the problem? And if you're in an area where you don't know what spay neuter is available, there is a spaytennessee.org. And just there's a drop-down menu or you can just highlight what's county you're in, it'll tell you about all of the spay neuter resources that's in your county.
Since you started in 2007, since it was open, the Major Mike Memorial Spay Neuter Clinic, 180 Miller Road in Cookeville, I want you to know where it is. How many cats and dogs do you think that you fixed?
Oh, well.
Not I, just think, you probably know, don't you?
Well, I know that we're going to finish the year at over 47,000 that we've done cumulative since in 11 years.
So if you think about just one cat or one dog, how many litters they would have in their lifetime, oh my goodness.
Well, the normal statistics now, what people are trying to make it where people can understand and more visualize what it is.
Right.
They say every animal that's spayed or neutered, that accounts for 5 animals not being born that year. So say we do 4,000 a year. That's 20,000 animals that are not going to be born that first year.
Just imagine what it would be like without the Major Mike Shipley Memorial Spay-Neuter Clinic in Cookeville. Do we want to touch on who Major Mike is, Mike Shipley?
Well, Major Michael Shipley was a veterinarian, and he was also an Army vet, and our current veterinarian, Kathy Gates, is his great niece. He was her great uncle. And so she and her husband got naming rights to our clinic when we first opened and had deliberated about what to name the clinic and when was the right time. When we went to our new building, they named the building after Michael Shipley.
Well, Linda Clemens, she is the executive director of the Major Mike Shipley Memorial Spay-Neuter Clinic, 180 Miller Road in Cookeville. That number, is it 372-2728?
That's correct.
So call them 372-2728. And thank you so much for being my guest on our Pup and Pawscast.
Thank you for having me.